You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Hello, listener. This is Dave again. No, my last name is not again. But I'm going to be doing another one of these Essential Movies of the 1980s podcast episodes. So you're, as of right now, going to be listening to me as a this being a solo series. Maybe one day I'll be able to shoehorn in some guest to talk about movies, but this particular one is just continuing on with the saga of this podcast. So much to my self-induced challenge on myself, what I've decided, and I've said this on the previous episodes, is that I'm not doing an abundance of research. I'm not rewatching these movies, but I found this list put out by Rotten Tomatoes, and I thought, you know, it'd be really fun to attempt to cover, at least for a short episode, for every one of these 140 movies that was on the list. So this is me progressing through that list. So we're going to insert the bumper and get this show on the road.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Banzai!
Hey, where's the meat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I.
Joe! It. To each other.
Party on, dudes!
Hello, this is Banzai Retro Club. Can you dig it? So once again, I'm Dave, and we are going to be talking about the movie Return to Oz, released 1985, and it's made number 135 on the 140 most essential list, 80s movies by Rotten Tomatoes. I think I said Rotten Tomatoes a few times already, so I'm giving those guys quite a bit of billing on these episodes. So, you know, if those guys want to send some cash, go ahead and make that out to BonsaiRetroClub.com. But the problem that I'm having with this episode, and I've already ran into that earlier, specifically when I was talking to, you know, talking about different movies before, Crush Groove and Flashdance. Return to Oz wasn't something that really was big on my radar. It wasn't something that I really got into. So for those of us that, or those of you that are familiar with it, this was just a follow-up to Wizard of Oz, and I think I said already that it was released in 1985, and what we have is just a, it's based upon two of L. Frank Baum's later Oz books, yes I'm reading this. Auntie M sends Dorothy to a sanitarium where hopefully she'll clear her head of all this Oz nonsense. Doesn't work, for soon, Dorothy manages to return to Oz, but things have definitely changed. She finds her old friends turned to stone and discovers that the awful Gnome King has taken over Oz. When I first saw this on the list of movies that were hitting the radar that I was going to have to talk about, I had thought that I had seen this before. And what I did was I broke out and watched the trailer, I think it was yesterday, just to kind of refresh myself on the movie. And, you know what? I'm going to insert the trailer here.
This summer, Walt Disney Pictures presents a motion picture fantasy adventure beyond your fondest imagination. You'll be transported miraculously back to the enchanted land of Oz, that magical kingdom beloved by young and old for generations.
It's just a yellow brick.
No, Belina, you don't understand. This was the Yellow Brick Road.
You'll share with Dorothy Gale the shock of finding everything mysteriously changed.
What's happened to everybody?
And you'll delight with her discovery of four wonderful new friends who band together against a wicked queen and the dreaded Gnome King. This is the Oz you haven't seen before, and this is the Oz you'll want to visit again and again. From Walt Disney Pictures comes a whole new world of entertainment.
Why don't we just fly back to Kansas?
Return to Oz.
And then after listening or watching that trailer, I realized, you know what? I really have not seen that movie. This is not something that any of the trailer jogged any bit of my memory. I know I knew of this movie, but I just really had no interest. And I don't know why. It's just something that really I don't think I needed to invest time into. And just to let you know that where my head's at with the original is I really, growing up, it was kind of a annual thing that when that movie was on TV, that I would make time for it. I enjoyed the original. I really got into the cast of characters, going from the black and white to color when Dorothy gets to Oz. I just thought that was so magical. And then you couple that with the Munchkins, and for me, the favorite sidekick was a Scarecrow. I just really enjoyed the ride that was the Wizard of Oz. And then there was even that follow-up Chevy Chase movie, I think it was called Under the Rainbow, which is kind of a comedy of the making of Wizard of Oz. That I loved. That was Chevy Chase and Carrie Fisher, if I remember right. Loved that movie. But Return to Oz, is a sequel to Wizard of Oz, just really wasn't something that I felt like I needed to make time for. And even now, I don't even think I'm going to make any time for this movie at all. So, as far as being one of the essential 80s movies, I'm not sure why this is on that list. For those of you that have seen the movie, maybe it is something that, you're like getting upset with me, because I should be making time for it. But, you know, there's so much other good movies and TV shows that are out there that I want to make time for. And this wouldn't even hit the top 10, if not top 20 or the top 30 of that list. So I'm being realistic here, and I'm going to say that I'm just not going to make time for it. Unless somebody reaches out to me maybe, you know, a listener of this particular episode that says, you know what, Dave, you really must see this thing. And it's, you know, very magical and moving, and, you know, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I doubt it. I think if it was that great, it would be higher up on the list than being, what did I say, 135? Yeah, look at that. When I click back and then I go from one spot to another. And, you know, if I would have thought that it would have fell higher on the list. So I don't know why this particular movie gets more credit than, you know, let's say Footloose or Weird Science. But nonetheless, that's where it's at. So it's on the list, but it's just not that high up on the list. And I knew I'd be running into this. I knew that I'd be running into episodes where there is a movie that I hadn't seen, and which I've already done two of those, and now this being the third. But, you know, I'm just really at a loss for, like, what the subject matter of this is. I mean, you know, if you look at the movie poster, you've got this jack-o'-lantern head guy, and, you know, some sort of, like, robot-looking dude, you know, Tin Man or whatever. And, yeah, I don't know. It's not striking me as something that I really need to make time for. But, you know, it being a Disney vehicle, that seems cool in some respect, but I don't know. It just, yeah, like I said, it's not grabbing me. And I know I'll probably go the rest of my days not investing the time to see it. You know, if I were to go back and talk more about the original Wizard of Oz, you know, I you know, talk about the great songs that are involved in that. You know, I love the Munchkin parts, and especially the one where, you know, it was like the Lollipop Guild. Those guys cracked me up. The witch just scared the shit out of me. You know, as she should have, at the age when I started watching that, and it would come on, and it became kind of a, you know, an annual event of making time for that when, you know, it was on that one time a year. Was that Thanksgiving? No, I don't remember when that was, but it was like one time a year that The Wizard of Oz would be shown on, you know, like regular cable TV. And, you know, I'd make time for it, usually. But yeah, I really enjoyed the original. I've really got nothing to say about Return to Oz. I want to say that this may have come up in the past, and I think Rose, one of our co-hosts, had mentioned it being something that was significant to her. I could be remembering that wrong. I'm not sure. So I don't know what, you know, where else to go with this other than to say it's not really my bag. You know, if it's something that is yours and you're going to be, you know, screaming at the mountaintops that I'm just not giving due to a great 1980s movie, then I want you to send me an email. Send it at McFly@BonsaiRetroClub.com, or leave us a voicemail at BonsaiRetroClub.com. That's BANZAI. And just let me know, you know, why I should make time for this movie. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. So this is going to be a very short episode because I really got nothing more to add on this topic. I promise I'm going to have more to say on ones coming up, but this one I'm at a loss, and I believe it is showing, or actually not showing because you can't see me, but I think you could definitely tell. Isn't it weird that, you know, I can go, you know, like 10 to 12 minutes of talking about a movie that I had no inclination to see or have even know much about, but yet, you know, I filled an episode. How in the world did that happen? How did I do that? I think I spent more time talking about the original than anything to do with the sequel. Yeah, I don't know. Why do you guys listen to me? Answer that. Anyway, I'm going to close this up now. Thank you for listening. And just remember to be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 So, next up on the Essential Movies, Essential 80s Movies list is going to be, here's a little teaser, Johnny Five is Alive.